Episode 466, February 10th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe Chat Room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
I mean, the real reason to do a show live is because we have the chat room, and so then Joe can check out the names in chat before the show and get mad at someone calling himself Fat Oscar.
Yeah, no, Oscar's not fat. That's not a very nice thing to say.
Where would he get that from then, Joe?
I said it on the show.
Maybe he saw some pictures. Maybe a little before and after.
It's interesting you say that, because every time I tell the story about the vet saying that Oscar's too fat,
yeah,
I show a picture of him.
Why do you keep telling this story? How does that even come up?
That my dog had to lose weight?
Yeah, just in conversation, you're just bringing it up.
Well, you know I'm talking about Oscar most
That's
of the
true.
Time. So,
yeah.
You know, this is what's going on. If you had some ailment, obviously you went to the doctor and they said, hey, you need to lose 10 pounds, you probably would bring it up here on the show. And
You say every time you tell this story, like you're just going out to eat and you're bringing it up.
Not that much is going on in my life.
Okay.
So I have to... I will say this, you know, Oscar's never been bad. You know that, right?
What do you mean, been bad? He's never...
Doesn't go to the bathroom in the house. He doesn't bark. He doesn't bite. He doesn't...
Doesn't chew up anything valuable.
Well, that's where we're getting. He was actually bad.
Okay.
So, it's not a great story, but we were gone. So, I went and worked out. So did Katie. We came back. Then we ate dinner. So, we usually come home and spend the rest of the night with him.
Right.
But we were gone, and we didn't get in until 9:30, and we came in. He had chewed up the remote.
So, this was a break in the routine, and he did not care for it.
It was not just a break in the routine. He wanted to be with us, and he was pissed.
Yeah.
So, but the remote wasn't just laying around. It was on the end table. He had to go up and get it. He knew he wasn't supposed to have it, and he chewed it to shreds.
And he knew it was something of importance that he's seen you two fight over and hold and cherish.
I don't know who I was talking to this about, but it's so true. Everybody has two remotes, right? Nobody has one remote.
Well, usually you have two boxes, so.
Well, I mean, for me, I can't watch television without both remotes.
Oh, I can.
Okay, so I have two remotes. I can't do it otherwise. So, one, it's a smart TV. So, one turns it on. It takes you back to the cable, or you can stay in the, you know, Hulu and Amazon and all that stuff. So, there's two remotes that do that.
Yes.
For me, it is. Okay?
If I want to go to the smart stuff, I have to use my other remote.
Okay, same thing. So, we're in the same thing. And we, you know, we 50-50, right? We use them both. Well, Oscar chewed up the TV remote, so we bought a new remote for the television. How much do you think it was?
This is the television remote or the cable remote?
The television remote.
Okay. $75.
$45. I thought that was excessive. But
yeah,
then it doesn't work. We can only turn it off and on. So I don't know what we're going to do. But yeah, we have a remote that can turn the television off. But if we want to maneuver around, we got to get up anyway.
Maybe Gramps can help you fix it.
He's the last guy.
Would it bother you more if someone was named Fat Katie on the chat, or Fat Oscar?
I would be more upset if somebody besmirched my wife than if they besmirched my dog, right? But neither one of them are fat,
right?
So, right.
What if they both were fat?
Then I would be my feelings would be more. I would be more protective of my wife than my dog. Yes.
What if
somebody called Lamar Jackson fat?
Yes. Well, neither your wife or Oscar are fat. Has Katie been bad at all?
Katie's been very good, actually. Katie's sick.
It's too bad. We hung out yesterday when we did the murder mystery in Winchester.
Yeah, we had a busy
weekend. It was a busy weekend.
We played, so we rehearsed on Friday.
Yes.
And it was the...
Why was it Magoobies with Mickey Coachella? Was there an over-under on how, when I mentioned Mickey? I don't know.
No over-unders, but they are asking how many remotes Koechner uses in chat. But either way.
I didn't tell one Koechner story last week, by the way, for the record.
Are we keeping a record of Koechner stories that you tell? So... Mm-hmm.
The chat would imply that I'm always talking about Koechner.
So we had the rehearsal, and it was everybody basically but you... Because you had a gig, so it was
yes,
me,
with
Justin.
Coachella. You don't turn down a gig with Coachella.
No, it was me, Justin Schlegel, Tommy Sambazo, Eric Woodworth, Katie Robinson, and Sean Gabbard, who had to FaceTime.
Yes.
Okay. So we had him sitting up on the island, and we actually have like a lazy Susan, so we could actually spin him around. And of course, they all took their shirts off. They
of course.
But anyway, so Sean is on FaceTime. And Justin pulls up hardcore gay porn on his phone, and he sets his phone directly in front of Sean's phone and just leaves it there. Just two guys destroying one another.
Now, I pretty much guessed right away that you were fucking with me.
Yeah, I definitely was fucking with you.
Because you texted me, I'm at Magoobies, and you texted me, they're not taking this seriously.
Hey, by the way, they weren't.
Well,
that was real, but then I'm like,
First of all, I'm like... I think I responded why they always take Quiplash seriously, which I was what I assumed you were already playing.
Right, right, right.
So I was like, well, why would you? Okay, well, you're there. Why are you telling me? Like,
I just fucking.
And then
you.
Justin texted me, "Can you tell Joe I'm not going to make it?" I'm like, "Again, why? Why don't you just tell Joe?" So I realized it was just some plan you made up on the spot.
It wasn't even a plan.
Yeah, it didn't have a lot of thought.
That these guys weren't taking it seriously, and then I just showed it to them. By the way, they weren't taking it. It took 2 hours to get through the rehearsal.
I could tell by our mistakes Sunday that they weren't taking it seriously. I didn't expect them to take it seriously.
But then afterwards, we did play Quiplash. Now here's an interesting story.
Which got real serious.
Yeah, so we went downstairs, but we couldn't get the Wi-Fi signal isn't strong enough to play Quiplash, so we had to go to the middle level.
Okay.
Of my house.
Right.
The problem is that, and we realized this after starting playing, is that there's a giant bay window that you can just look in and see what's on the television.
Oh, yeah.
And we're writing the worst
things. And there's some horrible
things. The worst things that you could possibly...
There's things that... You don't need context to see that you don't want.
No, if somebody sees it, they call the cops. But we went ahead and went with it anyway. And I was nervous the next day leaving the house because I was afraid that, my neighbors would have seen it and then they wouldn't love me anymore. But we don't write anything about the neighbors.
No, of course not. Well, you might next time. Now that if people in the game know that that's a possibility, that will be introduced.
I'm stressed about I'm stressed about getting sick. Have you been sick yet?
I haven't, and I have a particularly busy week. We have shows Thursday at AMP by Strathmore. It's a beautiful venue in Bethesda, Murder Mystery. And then we have two shows Friday night, and they might both sell out. It's looking like a huge night at Magoobies for Valentine's Day. And then I have a comedy gig the 15th and the 16th. So not really a time for me to get sick. So now it's in my head that you're saying.
Well, I'm stressed because Katie's sick. Now, she doesn't have the flu. She already had the flu.
Okay.
But, and I keep coughing. Mm-hmm. That's not good. She has a cold. I don't want that either.
Right? No.
So I'm on the air tomorrow morning.
Well, cold you can survive.
I'm on the air Thursday. We have a show Thursday night. We obviously have to work all these days.
Yeah.
We have a show Friday, two shows Friday night.
Yeah.
Right? Then next week, I'm going to see the Eagles, Robbie. Do you know that? Actually, I'm seeing Wicked on Sunday. Then on Tuesday, I'm taking the train to New York City, and I'm going to go see the Eagles at Madison Square Garden.
Now, I heard this yesterday from Katie, and I'm like, how do you plan this without telling Robbie that? I mean, this is the dream. Robbie's seeing the Eagles in Madison Square Garden.
Robbie and I saw the Eagles together.
Are you're saying he's not jealous?
I don't know, Robbie. Are you?
I am not going to be seeing the Eagles ever again.
Oh, Oh, see that? He doesn't care. Do you know why?
Because they're using Glenn Frey's son and you hate that guy?
No. the songs sound good. I'm not saying no. But I heard them do their concert on Sirius XM mm-hmm. when they came back using other talent. And it just doesn't sound the same, and it actually makes me sad.
I understand. Now, God, I mean, I could get that. No, I get that.
Okay, I bet the concert that I'm going to, yeah. Sorry.
But you don't have the reverence, the
I
love.
I understand that. Right. But if you told me, hey, I'm going to this concert, and you go, oh, well, if I went to the concert that you're going to, going to New York to go see on yes. a train, it would make me sad to do what you're doing for fun.
Well, you're going to have fun. There's, right. You're He's not going to have a problem yes. hearing the songs this way. It's not a problem for you. For me, I don't know, it's emotional.
Well, having never seen them, I'm guessing that Glenn Frey probably had some funny anecdotes in between songs.
I do remember them telling some stories, but I remember when Robbie and I saw them, they told the story about being in Linda Ronstadt's band and things like that.
Well, that's on their the History of the Eagles documentary. But, yeah, I'm sure they had some. He seems like he has good personality. He would have had some funny stories.
And, well, Don Henley was the one that said he heard the song Take It Easy, and they brought it to him, Jackson Browne and Glenn Frey brought it to him, and he said, I hate it. He hated the song. And that was, of course, their big, was that their breakthrough song, Robbie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Their big
first
big hit.
At the murder mystery, Robbie came up to me because you always go through the audience before the show and find volunteers to play these parts. You're quite good at it. We've talked about this many a time. But Robbie had an interesting hypothetical for you. Do you want to pose that, Robbie?
Yeah, so you approach a woman. She's attractive. She's well-dressed. She looks normal.
She looks like a good, just physically, she looks like what you're looking for
mm-hmm.
for this role.
Right. And so you approach her and you say, hey, would you like to play a role? And she opens her mouth and she's enthusiastically saying yes, but she has a very, very, very heavy cerebral palsy affect to her voice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at that point, it's too late.
So we're locked in?
I give it to her. 100%.
Do you tell the
you
cast?
Or Justin?
Justin, or do you?
I don't know, man. I worry about Justin's, you know, Frank. He's got to be in the right mindset. You know, when we sold out Jam and Java, I was worried because they put all ages on.
Yes.
And when they do that, there tends to be a lot of children in the audience. And that worries me.
Yeah.
I'm more worried about Justin's frame of mind, right? That's what I'm more worried about.
You don't want to get him off his game. Right, you want him to be unfiltered.
So when I saw, I go, God, we're selling these like crazy, right? Yeah. We sold that room out now. I think the last time we were there, we had like a little over 100. This time we had 180. We sold every single ticket.
Yeah, so we went up, you know, 65, 70 tickets.
I had Gibbs and they had to stand.
Yeah.
Okay? Katie had relatives that came and they didn't have seats.
Yeah.
That's how well it did. And then it occurred to me, I go, wait a minute. So I looked, and of course, it said all ages, and I'm like, oh, shit, nothing we can do. There's nothing. They're not going to call everybody back,
right.
Ask them how old they are. It's too late. So I'm like, don't say anything to Justin now, because mm-hmm. all it'll do is stress him out. So,
but it turns out there weren't any kids there, so it didn't
not
matter.
One kid, yeah.
There were some teenagers, for sure.
There were?
I think so, yeah. Well, that's
if there you, were the last time.
It's if you can't tell that they're young, like really young, it doesn't really matter.
I remember the last time I had to pick a girl to play
Sloane Peterson.
Sloane Peterson, and she was like
they were
16.
Supposed to be ogling, and she,
yeah, she was 16 years old.
Me too.
That
her.
Was me. I picked her.
Yeah,
she was 16 years old.
Me too.
That
her.
Was me. I picked her.
Yeah,
see how hot she is, and of course, yeah.
The venue we're doing this Thursday is the one where we've had the youngest real kids.
Yes,
like we had like an 8-year-old
and the little person.
And the little person.
Oh, yeah. That complained. Oh, my God. Hey, what are the chances they'll come back?
Slum to none.
oh, I hope they come back.
I do, too.
Not me. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I like
about Justin being off his game.
Hey, Katie said something interesting when you were upstairs, because in the right box, the green room's downstairs, and you're up there handing out roles, so we're just all kicking it. She said, you know, if you were to die, that she would want to get remarried within the murder mystery group.
That's not what she said, exactly.
Or date. She said, in our own way, we're all dateable.
She said, if I married someone from the murder mystery, who would you want it to be? That's what she said. You really think she'd start dating someone from the murder mystery?
I believe she said she would want to keep... Yes, her next relationship would be amongst us in the murder mystery. I mean, I'm not saying I thought she thinks that. I'm saying I think she says that. Does that make sense?
I picked Eric.
Well, she said in our own way, we're all dateable, which I know, I think none of us are dateable. But let's go through how Eric is fun. Is that what he brings to the table? She gets to be a stepmother of relatively young children. Is that something she might?
Yeah, he's a dad,
in?
Right? He's a fun guy, right? He's a good dad, right? Yeah. He seems to be a pretty good person. I say seems to be.
Yeah,
he's one of my best friends.
Right,
he's a good
yes.
person.
I haven't decided yet.
No, honestly, I can't. It's hard for me to wrap my head around that, right? I would have a problem with any of you guys.
You're dead, Justin.
Yeah. So what I'm going to have to
call you Justin?
You did.
Yeah.
It's okay.
All right. I was thinking of already Justin and Katie together. So.
No, I don't want that.
The Rob and Justin show. Yeah. I've already replaced you with Justin.
I don't want you. No, I don't. Now, Sean has the most money, Sean Gabbert.
Yes.
So that would be.
He's also the one who's most, can we say this, in position?
I think we
most,
can, yeah. He's
available?
Well, he's married right now. Let's just
okay,
say
but it's
not really working out.
All right.
I think she's got one particular person in mind. Sean, for sure.
Oh, that's good. She has somebody in mind.
she,
I don't think she... By the way, Sean's not that much younger than me.
Well, she does light up with the idea of setting Sean up on dates. So.
She does, you're right. And usually you do that with people that you like.
Now, but the other flip side of that is none of us are available to be set up for dates. So who's
Sean
to say
is the
she
only
wouldn't
one.
Be?
Yeah, Sean is the only one that's available to be set up on a date.
I would love it.
But he has a wife.
If you know how good this would be for us, just from entertainment value, if two of us were single and Katie was trying to decide who to set up who, and we could get into all that kind of drama.
Oh, that would be
good. Because Sean and I have a history of having similar girls that we've been interested in.
Yeah, I remember.
And actually,
one of them's
hooking
dead
up
now.
With.
Yeah. 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 Sorry. Yeah.
Serves her right.
Awkward.
Yeah. But yeah, like if Eric and Tommy and Sean and I are all single,
mm-hmm.
I mean, is she.
I went with Eric.
Is she going to go crazy, though?
Eric, I tried to decide which one
No,
of
I
you.
Meant who she'd be setting us up with. Who she?
Oh,
eager.
I got you. We're off of Katie
No, but we should
friend.
Go back
okay,
to that. I'm
good.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, yeah. Let's. We can move on.
All right, so Sean brings to stability and money. Eric is fun and a good father.
Yeah.
I
mean, no, everybody has good qualities.
What do I bring to the table?
No, you're a good person. Yeah,
I
yeah,
am,
that's good.
Right,
you're
sure.
loyal. That's, you know, there's
sure,
some,
sure.
you know.
All right.
But her brother-in-law would be Jeremy, though, Joe, if she took your pick.
That's true. Well, Jeremy would be dead before me. Let's be serious. Are you kidding
me?
100% true. Jeremy dies before me.
But she knows if she marries Eric, Chris Restivo will be at the wedding.
In. Hey, speaking of Chris Restivo, I got a text from him on the other side of the break. Let me tell you, there's a little bit more to this story about the Millstream.
Oh,
we can talk
boy.
About it after this.
Be right back.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. These two plan to be wed. It's too bad someone will drop dead.
We're having a wedding, and you're all invited. Die Laughing Productions presents Love and Marriage and Murder. It's the bride and groom's big day. Bells will ring, the sun will shine. They'll love until the end of time. The end indeed, because this is a murder mystery. A wedding whodunit. Can you solve it and live happily ever after? Love and Marriage and Murder stars me, 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Joe and Katie Robinson, the real-life newlyweds, and all your favorite Die Laughing Productions performers. But the real stars of the show are all you, the wedding crashers in the audience. We have audience roles available for willing volunteers. The rest of you could sit back, laugh, and enjoy a wedding day ruined by an untimely death and maybe help solve a whodunit.
Two shows, February 14th at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonia, Maryland. For more information, go to DieLaughingProductions.com. Tickets are available right now.
Well, welcome to 2020.
Rob and Joe Show. Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
By the way, big Chris Restivo news. He just posted second YouTube video published. I'm on a roll now.
I'm petting my dog while we broadcast.
Robbie, have you watched Succession?
No, because I don't have HBO right now.
Okay.
She was on birth control. They had double protection, and he just fucking shot one right through.
Wow, champ.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this is the secret. Maybe this is what's keeping us from blowing up even more.
I think The Weapon is better than First Blood as a film, right?
I guess.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Michael Chamberlain would probably agree with JL. And he is extremely unlikable. You understand what I'm saying?
We've discussed that the love of his life is Lamar Jackson. Yes. This is heartbreak. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to Joe. Can we at least talk about it?
What's considered sex?
You know, intercourse.
He went to the vet on Saturday, and they said he's a fat ass. I knew not to tell the world that Chris Restivo had been banned from the mill stream. I knew not to say
that. Hey, are you happy, though, that you're allowed back in?
I'm very happy. I'm shocked right now.
See, yes. He doesn't give a shit about Monday versus Tuesday, but he does care about Mac.
I'm very satisfied with it. Are you satisfied, Joe?
Well, if Robbie hung up, why would they then have said if you're satisfied with your message?
That was a drop.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Robbie.
Have a happy Mickey Monday.
Speak of the devil.
Mickey Millstream.
I don't want to call the Millstream because it's too. They're going to start being like, all right, enough shenanigans, right?
Losers,
yeah. I mean, I don't mind going down there and then reporting back. I don't mind doing that. Although I'm a little worried because if any of them listen, they heard that they're sixes through nine. Some of them are going to.
Again, Joe, none of the sixes are going to think they're the six.
You don't?
No, the sixes aren't going to think I'm talking about them.
I don't know that I agree with that. I one time said on this show, I think it was 3 weeks ago, there's a somebody who follows me on Twitter. By the way, I have 3,000 Twitter followers. It's not like I have one.
Yeah, you're doing well.
And I said,
you've almost caught me.
On Twitter, she looks like an 8, a 9, or a 10. But then I saw her in person, and she's like a 5, right? And somebody put her name in chat. Now they've have them as their name in chat. Every week I see the name. I'm like, I don't want that person to read that because that's going to make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, well.
Restivo, what's the name again, Joe?
No, stop.
Yeah.
You hurt feelings.
Restivo messaged you, and he messaged me, suggesting that he might still be banned.
Remains banned.
But
yeah.
It's unclear. So
he said to me, hold on. I think he said still banned. I just didn't respond. And by the way, one thing, we'll call Chris, but when he acts like he's busy, it gets on my nerves. He's doing nothing. And every time we talk to him, he acts like he's busy. It is 6:50 on a Monday. Sorry, 7:50 on a Monday. He's not busy.
He's not watching a hockey game.
Yeah. I just saw the Caps down 2-0. Oh, anyway, whatever.
A rough stretch here.
Yeah.
I was recording it, ready to ruin it.
Well, now you can fast forward through the first half of the first period. So, Robbie, will you call Chris?
Calling Chris Restivo.
I'm going to give a preemptive strike about him acting like he's busy.
5-minute closing.
Hello.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Rob and Joe. What's up, Chris?
Hey, you're on the air.
What's up, man?
Get, yeah, let's.
What's up, man?
Are you in the middle of something?
Oh, no, I'm just driving right now.
Okay, you're acting kind of weird, though. Is there somebody in the car with you?
Yeah, my friend.
That's what I thought, because you're not being your normal self.
You're driving? You have a license?
Yeah.
You have a car?
Great.
What kind of fucking radio is this?
Okay.
It's podcast, you dumb fuck.
Hey, hey.
Oh, yeah.
This guy sounds cool.
Why are you having a I love him. Fuck you.
Just out of curiosity, that guy that just spoke. Okay, enough, Robbie. Hang up.
Chris, are you on a date?
No, I'm with my friend.
Are you an Uber driver? Are you working?
No.
Okay, listen.
Are you going to Millstream?
No, bro. Leave the fucking phone.
Oh, good. Okay. I was about to say, that guy, I couldn't handle that guy, the other guy, his friend.
How do you think a friend of Chris Restivo would sound?
Like that, yes. No, you're right. I would like to know what that guy does for a living. I'm just going to text Chris.
Okay.
I'm ranking that as Chris's worst appearance.
It is his worst appearance. Even I said hang up. I wasn't even going to try to salvage it.
I thought it was one of his better ones.
I wasn't even going to, okay. Hey, Chris.
Maybe that guy works with him when they hang drywall or whatever.
Chris. I think I know your friend. What does he do for a living? You guys want to guess?
I mean, he did immediately shit on Restivo, so that's...
He shit on us, too.
No, but if you know Restivo, why would a radio show be calling him? It was a fair, criticism of us.
I think I know your friend. What?
I think he has no job. That's what I think.
Yes, he collects money from the government.
Not Chris. That's what Chris does.
No, I'm saying his friend does, too.
He owns six-plated clothing.
Oh, man. Okay, so here we go. I knew it. Sorry about that, driving to the bar. Now, I already know he doesn't drive. I already know that he doesn't, but I'm going to say, I think I know your friend. What does he do for a living? We're about to hear.
He won't give us a real answer.
By the way, you know he's not driving because the text just came immediately. He doesn't have any problem.
Well, you think he's a safe driver?
Well, no, it's not that.
Yeah.
It's just the speed with which it happened.
True. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, moving on.
Hold on. Keep us posted. Said I got people. He always does this. I got people with me and it's loud. Okay. It's one guy, right?
Well, when he says he's busy, that means he's just drinking somewhere.
What does that? He just got here from India. What?
Okay.
See, I told you wouldn't answer.
Yeah.
Is he Indian? There's no way.
I think he meant Indiana.
There's no way that he's from India. Do you know why?
I just did a weekend with a guy from India. He just sounds nothing like that guy.
No, but Chris wouldn't hang out with a foreigner.
That's true.
That's not him.
If he's hanging out with him, he's taking him to go over the wall back.
Yes.
Because he thinks there's a wall between us and India.
Yes, he does.
The Oscars, not your dog, the Academy Awards.
Yes, the statue's fat now.
Parasite. I know Mack Bergson was very happy.
Why? Because he has an Asian wife and children?
Yes, he's part Korean because of his family. That's
and
how
so
that
he was rooting for that? I don't root for white people.
I think he's rooting for his kids to have idols that are South Korean are in America. It's understandable, Joe.
He's from India. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm trying to figure. What does he do for a living? Okay. Does he do? By the way, who's this guy who just got here from India who sounds like a white rapper and is hanging out with Chris Restivo? Think he's a rapper?
I think he does rap. I mean, I think he's made about as much money off his rapping as Chris has off his t-shirts.
I'll bet that guy does rap.
Yeah.
You want to bet?
He's a rapper like Chris is a clothing designer.
I haven't gotten it yet. But anyway, so I am excited about seeing Parasite. I've never seen it.
How is it that all the movies you watch that you didn't see did you see every other movie that was nominated?
I think I did. Yes, I did see every other
1917,
movie. 1917,
saw it, yep. Marriage Story.
Oh, no, but that was on purpose.
Okay. You're just too heavy, the subject matter.
I've had some experience with that in my life.
I understand.
So I'm not
But that's the easiest one to watch because it's on Netflix.
Hold on. I got to do talk to text.
All right.
Chris, can you just tell me what the guy does for a living, for Christ's sake? I mean, he keeps giving me all these answers over and over again. Why won't he just tell me that the guy works at Burger King?
You
can't just fucking tell me?
Do you think Chris has seen Parasite?
No, there's reading involved.
Have you seen? You saw The Irishman?
Saw The Irishman. Saw
Once Upon
Jojo
a Time
Rabbit.
In Hollywood.
Saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah, I saw.
So, what was the best movie you saw? What was the Joe Robinson?
Well,
best
I haven't
picture?
Seen Parasite yet. So
I know the of you saw
of what I saw. Yeah. Man, I really did love Jojo Rabbit.
All right, so you would have went with Jojo.
But probably I thought 1917 was probably the. It wasn't my. Does this make any sense? It wasn't my favorite movie, but it was the best movie I saw.
It does make sense.
Yeah. So 1917.
Does anyone call you Jojo Rabbit Robinson?
He's an Uber driver. That's what this
yes,
guy does.
Yes, of course he is. He's Indian. He's the driver. The Indian comic talked about that.
Tell
so Chris that. Isn't driving. That guy is. He was very comfortable cursing in front of a customer.
I told him I use Lyft.
Yeah. So Chris is being Ubered to, some bar somewhere.
No, that can't be the driver. That's got to be somebody he's really hanging out with, right? Because that guy's not going to say, fuck this, fuck that to a, is he? To a, just somebody who's, his fare is talking
maybe,
to?
Maybe. Maybe he got it. Just, he figured out the kind of guy Restivo was, and he figured anyone that would be calling him, you could speak that way.
I'm actually being blown off by Chris Restivo right now. So I go. Oh, I think I know that guy. What does he do for a living? He goes, no, you don't. I go, can you just tell me what he does? He's an Uber driver. I go, I use Lyft. He goes, cool. He's cool though. I'm going to say, seems cool. You guys just want to hear my conversation.
Is this chat? Are they shitting on this?
Sorry, we're bothering you, Chris.
He seems cool. Let's hang. All right, let's hang. Where are you guys going? Hold on. Here we go. Hang. Where are you guys headed? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. We'll
Jim Romano says he has a YouTube video for dating tips.
Yeah, he told me about that.
Whoa. The Indian Uber driver does? Or Jim Romano does? Or Chris Restivo does?
Chris does.
Oh, yeah. He's been pumping the YouTube. I haven't watched any of these. I try to watch and then I can't get through it.
Yes.
He also told me he's a big fan of Koechner. Sorry, guys. And that he is going to start pushing him on YouTube. He's going to help Koechner promote his movies. I thought it was nice of Chris.
I had to just go and chat. So Jim Amato put a picture of a kid throwing up, so I had to just put a bunch of C's in to get rid of that. It's disgusting. Hey, here's something crazy.
Maybe Oscar should start throwing up to lose weight.
I went to a party on Saturday night.
Okay.
And I believe the oldest person there other than me was Katie at 29.
Who, I take it this was a friend of Katie, the party?
You know, Santana.
Oh, yeah. Her, what was
she? Her birthday party. Yeah, she turned
Katie
27.
Was like her maid of honor or something. She was in her wedding, right, Katie?
Yeah. So
Santana was in hers. It was, yeah, they're best friends.
I think I'm twice as old as every person at the, basically. Right.
And is what kind of party is this? Indoor? Just
It's a birthday party. People are getting hammered. It was a 90s party. People are drunk off their ass.
Okay,
yeah.
Nice.
I felt like it wasn't weird that I was there.
Did you dress up like you do for a 90s murder mystery? Did you wear your Sean John sweater?
No, me and one other guy weren't dressed up. The other guy's name is Joe. I've told a story about this guy before. He's the guy who I ordered a lift for, and then the phone kept ringing, like, where are you? And I'm me, so I wasn't there. And then the DJ's like, Joe, your lift is here. Joe, you know.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do about it.
Was the Indian lift driver?
And it was this guy. It was Chris's friend. Yeah. No, but I was worried about my ratings, so I called up. But hey, it ends up he got in that car, so that was good.
All right.
But anyway, I feel like.
But was this a party where it was loud and there wasn't a lot of talking, or were you able to, were you conversing with people?
No.
Showing off all your cool hip references.
Yeah, I definitely. Well, I was also in a place where I was a little more chatty than I normally would have been.
Sure.
So.
Were you warned beforehand? Was Katie like, just relax? No.
Okay. She isn't like that. I can handle myself at a party. But they were downstairs playing like some sort of game.
Yeah.
And I was up in the kitchen.
Spin the bottle.
Talking to these two girls. And it was weird. I felt like they were trying to, like, if there was a lull in the conversation, they go, oh, well, what do you think of blah, blah, blah? Like, they wanted to engage me in conversation.
Did they feel like they had to? Like,
that's what I wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were obligated. They felt obligated.
Because their dad is your age. So think about that.
Well, I mean, Kay's dad is 9 years older than me. So.
Right, but if you're saying that these people are mid-20s, it's very...
Hello?
I bet you there was a person there whose father was younger than you.
Katie's sicker. I'd call her in here.
Do the math.
I mean, yes, there's somebody who could have had a kid at 21. Yeah, there you're right.
Yeah.
If Katie's parents had her when they were 21, we'd be the same age.
I remember Amanda Tracy, the girl that faked cancer, hitting on me one night at Coco Lane.
Right.
And then asked me my age and then saying, oh, you're a year older than my dad.
But she was hitting on you?
Yeah, I think that was part of her. That was the fetish for her, I guess.
So if you guys remember that story, that story's probably about...
Yeah.
It's probably 6 years old now, you think? Five years old?
Probably.
Amanda Tracy.
She's still alive. She beat that fake cancer.
She even shaved her head. So she pretended she had cancer. She shaved her head.
She had a fundraiser benefit.
She had a fundraiser. Yeah. She took the money. And then her boyfriend's like, I found out this is bullshit. Yeah. And he outed her. And she, you know what she did? Do you remember?
She got angry.
Remember what she said about him?
It got dark, didn't it?
She goes, yeah, he's a pedophile.
Yeah, it got real.
I'm like,
it got nasty.
Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, and this guy was like, whoa.
Hey. All right, slow down. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one thing you don't want people even thinking that maybe you are a pedophile.
Yeah, you're like, please call me a racist.
Yes, can you not call me a pedophile, right? Because even you'll let a racist watch your kid, right?
Exactly. Well, hey, easy now.
Not your black kid, pedophile. But your white kid, right. Yeah, but here's to come full circle. Do you know where Amanda Tracy ended up working?
I thought she worked at the Millstream.
The Millstream,
yeah.
She did. And yeah. Eric Woodworth said he actually saw her. Well, you can't see her completely naked.
Right.
Because at the Millstream, they have to keep their pants on.
Yes, but he saw. But I remember the joke I would tell is that we should go there with fake money. Tipper. That was the ha-ha.
Yeah.
I said that at Coco Lane about 8 times after that came out, just to get that laugh. So you felt like these girls maybe were trying to include you because they were concerned that you could have felt out of place.
Well, I was a little stressed because I was upstairs with these two girls.
So and that's a little weird in that.
No, that wasn't weird. What was weird is that I'm like, if this ends, I'm just going to be standing up here by myself.
Gotcha. Yes.
So I was trying to be particularly engaging.
Of course.
You know, but then I heard them trying to keep the conversation going with me.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, all right.
What
maybe
were you talking about?
Just bullshit. I don't even remember. Yeah. I do remember I said something. I go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I do remember what it was. The one girl's a teacher.
Okay.
Okay. And there was I can't remember what the impetus was, but one of her kid was behaving. I think she teaches like the fifth grade or something like that, fourth grade. And one of his kids' behavior, and she goes, yeah, and that's because they play all these Call of Duty games and you know, they get these. I go, well, no, wait a minute. That's not. That's the parents need to expose kids to what they're mature enough to handle. It's not the art's fault.
Right.
Right. There was murder in Shakespeare all the way through.
So now you're in a real conversation.
Well,
I
don't like them when people don't protect the arts. The arts need to be protected. It's not. If you're a shitty parent and you let your kid play Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
That's the problem. Right.
Are you consider that video games art?
Of course. Yes. Don't you?
I mean, I'd never thought of it.
It definitely is.
Is it definitely?
It falls under the category of the arts.
I don't even think it falls. It just falls under. I mean, I think it's certainly an art. It's not sculpting, but
regardless of whether it's an art or not, it's something that people need to be able to enjoy and be free to enjoy.
Right, and then right,
is
and then
the somebody video who's of a certain age, the parents are it's
right
there.
I'm not disagreeing. But does the video part make it art? Like, is chess an art?
Oh, 100% chess is an art. Yes, okay. It is an art. It's also probably a science, too, but chess is more of an art. I guess checkers would be more of a science, but either way. But video games are certainly an art because there's art involved, graphic art. But
okay.
What happens is they have violence in it, but violence makes a story interesting. I mean, that's the way. But then you say, all right, well, my small children need to watch Teletubbies where there's no conflict at all. Then they get a little bit older, they can watch Arthur where Buster Baxter bullies him or whatever. Oh, now you can go a little bit. Well, now it's SpongeBob SquarePants, where maybe there's a little bit of...
The hell's,
you know,
Arthur?
He's the aardvark on PBS.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, but you get it. I mean, as time...
I was thinking of the movie Arthur with the...
That's with Dudley Moore, yes.
I was
that's,
like, really? Okay.
Then they watch the movie Arthur, and then they see Arthur 2 on the rocks. No, but then as time goes on, you expose them to more when they're able to handle it, right? That's not the art's
so
fault.
So you're literally saying all this. These two girls are just trying to just bullshit.
I am.
And now they're being lectured by their dad.
But I've had a lot more experience than they do.
Did
you
say
well
that?
Know.
They call you boomer?
Well, I did make a couple jokes. I go, no. I go, but I see your point, blah, blah, blah. And then I go, but no, I do think things are too sexualized. But again, it's what you expose people to.
Okay.
Right? So anyway.
So now you went sexualized. Then,
I definitely did. Yeah. But that's, I definitely think that kids are exposed to too much that's sexual, 100%. Like, kids shouldn't listen to this, do you think?
Oh, no, I agree.
You think kids should hear about me washing my dick in the sink? They shouldn't.
No. Hey, I said it was okay for people to get some people to be upset about the halftime show, and you disagree with me, and now you're on my side. So
yeah, a little bit.
All right. Well, you came around quick on that.
All you need to do is say you had said something the other day that, like, even on the air, I go, yeah, you're making some sense. What was that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I have this reputation of holding on to my opinion like it's one of my small children.
I mean, but I do the same. I think,
but
maybe
I really
not to the degree you do,
but I don't. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm quick to say, oh, that you're right about that. I feel like I am. You don't?
No, I feel like, I feel like my immediate instinct is to defend my opinion before I've fully considered the other point.
I think I do that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. My first thing is to be like, how can I be right?
Right. Well, I think with the murder mystery, artistically, I'm defending it just on principle, and then... But I do think a lot of times I end up just, yeah, you know what? Actually, that is better. But I just think it's just my initial first instinct is to say why this way is better. And then I think about it a little bit longer. Oh, wait, yeah, you know, that would actually be better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys agree or disagree with it, but I think creatively I'm the most accepting of views that oppose mine.
Of the you, Robbie, and me?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree
of the
with
three,
that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yes.
But maybe it's because I have the least talent. Yeah. Maybe I have to just acquiesce to whatever the more talented people have to say.
And then I think sometimes when I poke holes in some other idea, that's me thinking out loud because I have to
work
for it
through,
to be adapted, we have to overcome these things.
Well,
but that's not me shitting on the idea, but I could see where it could come out. But that's just me thinking, well, but then we'd have to do this. Would that work? How would that work? And that's that.
Yeah, my father's like that too. Apparently, he likes to write these, tell these stories to give to you. Apparently, he gave you one and you wouldn't read it.
Yeah, he got mad about it.
And he doesn't like it. Yeah. He's not happy. I don't know if he's mad, but he couldn't believe that you wouldn't tell the story.
Well, I mean, I think from his standpoint, he feels like he's been giving us all this great content, and why would we stop now?
Right.
He's the heartbeat of the show.
No, that's true. I'm not disagreeing with that, but what was it about it that you didn't, that you had a problem with? It was a little too salacious?
I think there was something in the transsexual world.
Oh, that seemed unwoke?
Yeah, yeah.
It seemed insensitive to people that have that,
right.
I wouldn't say affliction, right? Because it's a perfectly normal thing, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that's not the word.
Affliction. We actually know, yes. So I don't think, we know, what's the right word?
I don't know the right words.
For somebody who just likes to dress up like a woman, what's that called?
I don't
cross-dresser.
Know. Cross-dresser.
I don't that's think that is. I don't think you're right about that, Robbie.
I think cross-dresser's okay.
I don't.
It can't be.
Because then you are implying that they are dressing a way that they're that's different than what they're supposed to be dressing.
No, it just means they go both ways.
But they don't.
You mean?
I mean, in terms of the way they like to dress.
What if they just like to dress up like a female, but then they identify as a female, but they have a penis?
Different term.
What some would say there
is. The person we're talking about, I believe, is would be considered the term cross-dressing.
I could ask, you're talking about Dorian. He
right. He likes to dress like a man sometimes, and he likes to dress like a woman sometimes.
I don't think he likes to dress like a man. I think he does it because of cultural norms and mores, which probably are maybe we need to try to look past, right?
Yeah.
But
one might say there is no dressing like a man and woman. There's just dressing how you feel.
Well, my father would strongly disagree with that.
I know a guy that transitioned into a woman. He used to.
Did he get his dick cut off?
I think I didn't check, but I do believe.
Do that, I know this guy?
I don't believe so. He used to do my website. He wrote this short film that I was in years ago.
And then now he's a woman?
Yes. Yes.
What can you say his first name? Her first name? She's a she now.
Deborah.
Her name's Deborah.
I've seen her since. Yeah, she lives in New York City now. When I was there a couple years ago.
Does she have a boyfriend?
I don't believe so, but she told me actually a very loving story about how her mom was super upset, and then they had a heart-to-heart, and now everything was great. I could see the genuine happiness.
Was she hot?
I know, you know.
Are you afraid to say that she's not, or I
don't think she was hot, no.
Well, could she dance the Millstream?
Yeah, I think on a Monday night, yes.
She did the day shift on a Tuesday at the Millstream?
She could, and there's nothing wrong with the day shift.
No.
But you don't know if she kept the penis or not.
I don't know. I know this person had a wife and kids when I first met them. They still have the kids, obviously.
Is the wife upset, or she's...
I never met the wife, so I never knew the wife at any point, so... Hmm. I know they got divorced,
this
happened, so...
You're not the man I married.
Oh, Joseph.
But I will say that, listen, if you decided, hey, you know what? I'm not comfortable in this body. I think I want to be the other sex. Okay, whatever. But if you've married somebody.
Well, they got divorced.
And you didn't kind of reveal that. Oh, I gotcha. And then he was like, fuck it.
I'm sure there were some issues inside and he was struggling that might have led to the marriage. But it's not like he did that and then they got divorced. There's like years in between this.
Mm-hmm. Do you know a hot former, what is it called, post-op transsexual?
I want to fuck him.
I do. I mean, I know, but I don't. I think that's, there's some people on Facebook, I believe, that have transitioned, but I don't know them personally.
I've seen some that look pretty hot, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sure, yeah.
Because you can get boobs pretty.
You could get them without even doing surgery if you with the right diet and lack of exercise.
It is weird that. You can, I would say several millions of women have fake boobs, right?
Yeah, sure.
How come you just can't go out and get a couple inches added to your cock? Can you do that?
Can you?
I mean, I'd like to find out.
is that what you like, 2 more inches?
Let me just take a look. Can you add inches to your...
I don't think that doesn't seem as easy, because where do you add it?
Surgically. I'll say surgically.
But how do you, I mean, you got to have
the middle.
The tip has to
I
be
love
the.
It. That's a Joe search now.
Yes.
Okay. Penis enlargement surgery. Okay, here we go. Ready?
It there seems like it would be easier to make it thicker.
Two penis enlargement surgeries, lengthening the penis. The most common procedure is to cut the ligament that connects the penis to the pelvic bone that allows a little more of the shaft.
Ugh.
But it says less than an inch.
It doesn't seem like the juice is worth the squeeze.
No, it doesn't. Hold on. This just says every guy knows pumps, pills, exercise, and surgery. Sorry. Won't build a bigger penis, or do they?
What would you do? You could just wave a magic wand and you have one physical improvement.
Huh. Let me think. Oh, I would like to be more. Can I get rid of some body fat?
Yeah, I can give you. What's 10% less? Or you want?
I want to healthily lose, 10% of my body weight.
Okay, just like that. And it like stays off? It's not like a.
Well, I'll work for it. Just get me there. Just get me back to where I was.
Okay.
And then I'll be willing to do it. Yep. And then 5 inches added to my cock.
That's a lot, man. Can Katie handle 9 inches?
I swear I'm being honest. Katie wouldn't be interested in
I know.
That.
We've talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think she factored that into her, who she would date? She realized none of these guys have big dicks.
No, not Tommy. I can't date Tommy.
Anyway, so to wrap things up, Katie will be dating and marrying one of us when Joe dies. And
hey, Robbie, can you clean up that? Do something with that Chris Recibo interview.
Can you make it longer? Like,
can
Joe's
you just
dick?
Like literally edit it out completely and be like, listen, just letting the audience know this is a fucking horrible, and it's we're
don't,
not.
Don't worry, it will. It's gonna stay in, but not in its current
form. I think it's gonna be great.
Yeah, I can't. I can't have the audience hear. God, I hated that call.
I can't wait to hear.
It just made me hate the guy. By the way. Of course I hate somebody who's friends with Restivo, right?
I think it gave people a real insight to who Chris Restivo is, an accurate one, that's his friend.
Hey, I could tell he was acting cool as soon as we talked. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
I could tell we had a different Chris Restivo.
Yes.
Cool Chris.
He had his cool hat on.
When I heard it, he's like, hey, whatever. I go, what the fuck is this? Because usually he's like, oh, God, what are you guys calling about? Robbie, get that as a drop when he picked the phone up.
Come out to Magoobies this weekend on Friday night for Valentine's Day, Thursday night at Amp by Strathmore for the Murder Mystery, both Love and Marriage and Murder. And then Saturday night, Justin Schlegel, Eric Woodworth, and Sean Gabbert doing stand-up.
Hey, real quick.
Whoever has the best set will marry Katie in 12 years.
Chris Restivo said he's only banned on certain nights.
That seems like a weird policy.
What?
That's what he said, yeah.
It's a weird policy that makes no sense.
So here's what's going on in my life, okay, entertainment-wise. Tomorrow morning, I will be on 98 Rock.
All right.
Then I will be on. Then I have a Murder Mystery. I thought I was on this Thursday, but I'm not.
Okay.
So 98 Rock tomorrow morning. Murder Mystery the 13th in Bethesda. Show up if Robbie can get the show out in time for people to buy tickets.
Yeah.
Then on Valentine's Day, we have two Murder Mysteries at Magoobies.
Yep. Going to be huge. 600 people.
Then on the 16th, this doesn't involve the audience, but I'm going to go see Wicked at the Hippodrome.
I'll be in Frederick doing comedy at the, whatever that place is called, the Cellar, I think, Cellar Door.
Then the 17th, the Robin Joe Show. The 18th, I'm seeing the Eagles, sorry. Then 98 Rock, Thursday the 20th, the afternoon. Then 98 Rock on the 24th, 25th, and 26th in the afternoon.
Wow.
Is that enough for you guys?
Yeah. Well, I'll be in Columbus, Ohio, 21, 22, and 23, which means maybe I can't do the Robin Joe on 24. We'll talk about that later.
Why does it say Super Tuesday is March 3rd?
It's probably because it is.
All right. You know where we are, guys. Come find us.
See you later. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.